The countertop ice maker costs people often miss. A countertop ice maker looks like a simple convenience purchase. Plug it in, pour in water, and get fresh ice without running to the store. For occasional parties, RV trips, small kitchens, or people who love nugget ice, that can be true. The part people miss is that many countertop ice makers are not set-it-and-forget-it appliances. They need cleaning, draining, descaling, filters, or cleaning supplies in some cases, and enough nearby freezer space if you want to save ice for later. The cheaper model is not always the cheaper machine to live with. The bottom line: a countertop ice maker can be worth it if you will use it often and do the maintenance. The real cost depends less on the advertised pounds per day number, and more on your water hardness, how often you make ice, whether the model needs filters or cleaning products, whether it keeps finished ice frozen or only holds it temporarily in an insulated basket, and how easy it is to get parts or warranty help. The main thing to verify before buying is the manual, not just the product page. Look for the cleaning schedule, descaling instructions, drain design, filter requirements, warranty terms, and whether replacement parts are sold for your exact model. The risks. The pounds per day number is not the same as storage capacity. Many countertop ice makers advertise how much ice they can produce in 24 hours. But that does not mean they hold that much ice at once or keep it frozen like a freezer bin. A Frigidaire compact countertop model, for example, is listed as producing 26 pounds of ice per day, while the same page emphasizes a compact plug-in design and a drain plug for cleaning. That production claim is useful, but it should not be read as basket capacity unless the product page or manual separately says how much the basket holds. Some portable models are designed so melted ice drains back into the machine and gets reused in the next ice-making cycle. New Air describes this on multiple countertop models. The insulated storage area keeps ice colder for longer, but water from melted ice drains back into the machine and is recycled. That is convenient, but it also means you may still need to transfer ice to a freezer if you want to stockpile it for later. For daily use, this changes the real workload. Someone has to empty the basket, move ice to a freezer-safe container, and keep the machine drained and clean. If the plan is make ice once and have a freezer full for the week, a countertop machine may be more hands-on than expected. Cleaning is not a once-in-a-while chore. The maintenance burden varies by model, but the official instructions for higher-end nugget machines show why countertop ice makers are not maintenance-free. GE Appliances recommends cleaning the Opal ice maker once a week. Its support instructions also call for cleaning or sanitizing the water reservoir, draining the machine, running rinse cycles, wiping trays and bins, and cleaning the rear air filter on certain models. Descaling can be more frequent than people expect. GE's Opal guidance says descaling frequency depends on water hardness and use in very hard water. Its chart lists descaling as often as every 2 to 3 weeks. In softer water, the interval may be much longer. The same instructions note that distilled water can reduce the need to remove mineral deposits. The side tank accessories add their own cleaning routine. GE's side tank guidance says the tank cap, valve, drain tubes, and base need hand washing and thorough rinsing. And it specifically notes that Opal components should not be washed in the dishwasher. On many models, a self-cleaning button can help, but it should not be treated as a substitute for reading the manual. Self-cleaning may rinse internal water paths, while the ice bin, tank, scoop, drain plug, sensors, air intake, and mineral buildup may still need hands-on attention. Filters, descaling supplies, and accessories can turn into recurring costs. Basic countertop ice makers may only need water, electricity, vinegar, or cleaner, and periodic hand washing. Premium nugget models can add optional or model-specific accessories that change the budget. GE's official Opal accessories and parts pages listed several add-ons and supplies as of May 27, 2026, including cleaning kits, descaling powder, filters, and side tank accessories, with examples ranging from about $15 to about $99. These prices are brand and model specific, but they show why a countertop ice maker can have a real supply cost after purchase. These costs are not automatically a reason to avoid the appliance. They are a reason to price the exact model before buying. A less expensive machine that uses no proprietary filter may be cheaper to maintain, but it may require more manual descaling. A more expensive machine with filters and reminders may be easier to live with, but it may also have a higher annual supply cost. Hard water can make the machine more annoying to own. If your kettle, faucet, showerhead, or coffee maker builds up mineral scale quickly, a countertop ice maker may do the same. Hard water can mean more descaling, more rinsing, more visible deposits, and more time spent keeping ice tasting clean. This is one reason two households can have very different experiences with the same appliance. Someone using filtered or distilled water occasionally may have light maintenance. Someone running a nugget ice maker every day on very hard tap water may have a much more demanding schedule. The manual's descaling chart is more useful than the product photos. The machine uses electricity and adds heat where it runs. A countertop ice maker is smaller than a full-size freezer, but it still has electrical and mechanical parts working in a warm kitchen. Some product pages list wattage or amperage, and some explicitly say the model is not ENERGY STAR rated. For example, Meuer's countertop bullet ice maker page lists 120 watts and ENERGY STAR rated no, while another Meuer clear ice model lists 2.6 amps and also says ENERGY STAR rated no. Do not assume a residential countertop ice maker is ENERGY STAR certified just because ENERGY STAR has a commercial ice maker category. ENERGY STAR's commercial ice maker guidance covers food service equipment such as batch type and continuous type commercial machines, with eligibility tied to commercial equipment categories and harvest rates. For a household, the useful question is practical. How many hours will the machine run? Where will the heat and noise go? And will it replace bagged ice often enough to justify the electricity and counter space? Repair and parts support may be limited. Countertop ice makers can look like small appliances, but many contain pumps, sensors, fans, compressors, water lines, and electronic controls. If a cheap unit fails outside the return window, repair may not make financial sense. If a premium unit fails, parts and warranty support matter. GE's Opel support page says Opel ice makers have a one-year limited warranty and that parts availability is limited, giving examples such as the filter, ice scoop, and drip tray. That is useful information for anyone comparing a new unit with a used or refurbished one. A missing scoop is one thing. A failed internal component may be a different problem. Before buying used, ask for the model number and check the manufacturer's support page. If the brand has no manual, no parts page, no service path, and no clear warranty terms, the lower purchase price may simply be shifting the risk to you. Used ice makers need a recall check. A used countertop ice maker can be tempting because some premium nugget machines are expensive new, but used listings need a model number and date code check. In 2023, CPSC announced a recall of about 8,800 Geva household countertop nugget ice makers, model GIMN1102 with a date code before June 1st, 2022, because metal auger blades could break and small pieces of metal could enter the ice basket. CPSC reported 263 incidents and no injuries at the time of the recall, and the remedy was replacement. That recall does not mean countertop ice makers as a category are unsafe. It means used shoppers should not rely on a seller's phrase like, "works great." Check the model label, search CPSC and the manufacturer's site, and follow the official remedy if a unit is covered by a recall. Red flag / when to walk away. The listing advertises a high pounds per day number, but does not clearly state basket capacity or whether the finished ice is kept frozen. There is no downloadable manual for the exact model. The product page says self-cleaning, but the manual still requires draining, rinsing, descaling, or hand washing that you are not willing to do. Your home has hard water, and the model has no clear descaling instructions. The machine requires proprietary filters or cleaning supplies, but current prices are hard to find. Replacement parts are not listed, or the manufacturer only sells small accessories such as scoops and trays. A used unit has no readable model label, date code, or proof that it is not part of a recall. The machine is being sold as commercial grade without a clear warranty, service path, or certification information. You do not have freezer space to store ice after the basket fills. The seller cannot explain the return policy, warranty coverage, or who handles service. Pre-purchase checklist. Download the manual for the exact model number. Confirm whether the machine keeps finished ice frozen or only holds it temporarily in an insulated basket. Look up the ice basket capacity, not just pounds per day. Check the cleaning schedule and descaling instructions. Find out whether your water hardness will require frequent descaling. Price filters, cleaning kits, descaling powder, side tanks, scoops, trays, and other accessories. Check whether the exact model is Energy Star rated, not rated, or only described with wattage or amperage. Confirm the warranty length and what it actually covers. Search for replacement parts by model number. Check CPSC and the manufacturer's recall pages before buying used. Make sure you have room around the machine for ventilation, draining, and cleaning. Decide where finished ice will go if you want to save it.